right, sports show number, what is this, guys?
Three.
Number three. Holy cow, we're moving. We've been around 3 weeks already. Hopefully we can stay around even longer. Big sports news this week coming in. We're going to kick it off with Mr. Zach Parise and Mr. Suter getting officially bought out by the Minnesota Wilds. So let's take a look at the video, the thank you video to both of them, and then we'll get everybody in here and we'll talk about it.
Of 1,000 NHL games.
Let's hear it for Zach Parise. Back to Brown. Centers for point with a score!
All right, boys, the big story this week, Ryan Suter and Zach Parise. But first, we're going to hit this up. Don't forget the Bun Lounge's third annual pre-Sturgis party. 2021, July 30th and 31st, celebrate with free live music and food by L&M Meats, the Burnout Stage, and more. Don't miss out on the best party in town. Go to the Bun Lounge's third annual Sturgis Party, Friday, July 30th and Saturday, July 31st. The Bun Lounge, home of the world famous, and my favorite, as I got to say it every week, the Shrimp Caesar. Open daily until 2 a.m. They are located at 1708 Mill Road, Grand Forks. Or you can call 701-772-4366. Friday night, you can dance to Sweet Freedom. And Saturday night, a perfect band. Back for more. Because if you go in Friday, you're going to want to come back for more. So let's talk a little bit here quick about Mr. Parise and Mr. Suter getting let go from the Minnesota Wild. Brock, it's been a busy week. I know you followed this story. You broke this story right here on Grand Forks Best Source for us. Thank you very much. It's kind of tough seeing a Sioux player get let go by or get bought out by a team. But what do you think the chances are now of going to the Seattle Kraken with Dave Hextall?
Oh, he can go anywhere now, can't he?
He can. So, yep. He's a free agent.
Yep.
It's like the free agent thing.
I think he can sign in mid-August or something like that to any team, but the Wild created $26 million in cap space by getting rid of Suter and Parise. So that helps them with the protecting some of the players there and signing some of the younger guys. I think Parise is a good power play unit guy, front of the net guy. I don't think he has the speed like he did. So I think that's why the Wild are probably just kind of dumping him. And then as far as Suter, that one shocked me. I think he has another year or two at least left in the tank for the speed.
That one shocked me a lot with letting Suter go. It seemed like Suter had played like he was on the ice every second shift with defense because he was just – you could tell he was run down even in the playoffs this year because he's so good, so they had to keep him out there. If you're a GM, do you go after Suter or do you go after Parise or do you go after both?
Well, I go for Suter for sure. If I'm looking for a second-line power play guy and just somebody in the net that's greasy, I grab Parise. If I'm looking for somebody on my power play, if I'm looking for a guy that can play any line and on the power play, you got the Suter. Suter's the better player here.
You remember what we talked about last week when I said, let's get the Sioux band back together over in Seattle? Coach Hextall, if you're listening. Parise's available. Let's go. Ready to roll.
You want my guess?
I do want your guess. Where's he going to end up?
You want to know where Parise's going to end up?
Where?
The Islanders.
You think so?
I was just going to say that.
The Islanders.
The GM over there?
Yeah.
Former Sioux.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And they got Brock Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot
Travis Zajac.
Oh, yes. Yeah. They got all them guys. I forgot about that.
Or the other option, it's not going to happen, but it'll be the Sens. But please do not go there. The Ottawa Senators.
Please do not go there.
Steer clear of the Ottawa.
You know where I'd love to see him go? Honestly?
Seattle?
My Chicago Blackhawks. we got rid of Duncan Keith, which kind of PO'd me off. this week for everything that but everything he's done for that program, I mean, for that team, and then he gets traded for a third round. I'm like, what? Seriously?
It was a good gesture because he wanted to be close to his son, too. So, I mean.
Yeah, he did. He wanted to be close to his son. I agree. And it's what it is. We'll keep updated. Hey, this is the guy right here. This is the guy right here. He's on the screen right now. This is the guy. If anything breaks, he's going to be the one to show it right away.
And the only other thing that I want to know that I actually did not research, what if they would not have protected Parise and Suter? Would the other team, Seattle, been responsible for the contract? I actually did not look into that. I'm pretty sure they would have been.
I'm pretty sure they would have
been. Yeah, I didn't look totally into that, but I'm pretty sure they would have had to take over the contracts of current players. They can't re-sign different contracts, restructure them.
You know what? David Johnson over here on Facebook, he agrees with you. He says he wants to see him go to the Islanders. And I never, ever thought about that. You know what? That's awesome. Because then you'd have, like you said, Zajac, Parise, Brock Nelson, and the L.A.
And I will say, I never told you that coming in today or at all during the week where I thought he was going to go. Because I gave you some inside info, but I never told you exactly who I thought.
You kept that from me. Dang you. Dang you. I was going to try and get it, but... All right, we got a very special guest in the house today, one of the wide receivers, and I guess the leading top wide receiver in, what is it, the conference
this year
for the Mindac Titans. Go ahead, introduce yourself and let us know a little bit about you.
Tavante Gamage here, playing for the Mindac Titans, number 46. Coming from Atlanta, Georgia. Come out here, just play some football and enjoy myself.
The ATL.
Yes, sir.
ATL.
You're
a Falcons fan, then?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. No. Jeez. He came out quick and said no.
What is your favorite team?
Who is your favorite team?
I haven't decided. I never really have a favorite team. I'm more of I follow the players because I like the storylines of where they come from, different trials or tribulations they've went through, more so than anything. And then I'm pursuing an NFL career, so I don't want to be biased.
Whoever. I hear you. Who's your favorite NFL wide receiver?
Devontae Adams. Shout out to Adams, man.
He's a Packers fan.
Okay, no. This guy's gone. See ya. They're both gone. Get both these two out of here right now.
Have a good one, guys.
He's just a wide receiver. He's not the whole team, you know?
Yeah. Well, okay. Thank you for joining us. It's glad to have you. We're glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Looking forward to you joining us today with the sports chat. I know you're going to love this topic right now that we're bringing it up. The big fight last Saturday night, Conor McGregor and Dustin Poirier ended in a, what would you say? I don't want to say a TKO.
But officially,
it was a doctor stop.
Yeah, it was a doctor stop, in my opinion. That was not a TKO. I know they ruled it officially as that, but there's no way.
Okay, here's the thing. All right, this is my argument on this. If it ended in a TKO... Why is Conor McGregor sitting up against the cage yelling and swearing at Dustin Poirier? This is what I'm trying. That's what I'm trying to figure out. And yelling, I broke my leg, I broke my leg, I broke my leg. Smalls, what do you think of that deal?
Well, I think, you know, he was in pain. And, I mean, yeah, I could see that he was angry because it was the first round and the doctor stopped. Because I kind of was watching the interview and watching what McGregor was saying. He was like... It's a doctor stop. It was a doctor stop. It's not a TKO. And, you know, he was just complaining about it. I was going to swear, but I'm not going to put money in that jar yet. But but no, he was just complaining. And he's like, he ain't done yet. That rivalry ain't done yet. But, you know, I think Connor's done.
You think Connor?
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe one or two more fights, and I think he's done.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong here. Didn't they say... The commissioner of the league, whatever, say that they were going to redo the match?
They eventually. Said that right after it was over. Dana White said that he wants number four.
And then also picture this. How about all the people that paid for it? You know, leading up to it, paying up for it. Oh,
I know. Yeah. I kind of got my inkling on this fight. I got to see it for nothing. So
exactly.
Thank you, Brock. I appreciate that.
Not a problem. We got the
some inkling on that. So we got we didn't have to pay for Conor McGregor going down.
Well, but you got to remember, he had the stress fracture going in. Supposedly, he did.
And the weird thing about it was, this is what he said in the interview, UFC interview on the UFC webpage, is that Conor said that. Dana White knew about the leg before the fight even happened. And Connor was kind of iffy about going in, but he said he'll go in, he'll do his antic, he'll do everything he has to do, get it done, and the money, he made a crap load of money just for that fight. Devontae, did you get a chance to see the fight at all?
No, we had a game that particular day, but I did get a chance to go back and watch it and watch from even the start of training camp to kind of see how things went for as far as training with Connor and Dustin. But I just looked at it like a pride thing when he hurt his foot and different things like that, because it's like you put your life on the line for this money.
Yeah.
You really did, because you never know what was going to happen. Like, you could break your fibula and you could be done forever. But I looked at it like a pride thing. So he took the money and that's what the result. Breaking his ankle, foot, all that. I was like, ooh, that was tough. That was tough.
All right, anybody have any questions? If you got questions for us or comments, give us a call, 701-213-0863. Or you can reach us through Twitter, Facebook, anywhere you want. Andy put, before the fight even started, he was going to get hurt already, David Johnson said. But it's crazy. And I'm going to tell you guys this a lot right now, my feeling on this, and I've been waiting all week, just chomping at the bit, and Paul even knows it, because I just told him today, I'm a big Conor McGregor fan, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm a huge Conor McGregor fan. I lost a lot of respect for Conor McGregor at this fight, mm-hmm. due to the fact, not because he got hurt, not because, and I'm a Cowboys fan. Oh, wow. I'm a bigger Cowboys fan than a Conor McGregor fan, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, but I lost a lot of respect for Conor, not because he got hurt, because of the fact that he went in that ring, he went in the octagon and told Dustin Poirier, even at the press conference, you're going to leave on a stretcher and you're going to leave dead. Mm-hmm. You do not say that to somebody. And Dustin Poirier was even mad. He even said, Dustin Poirier, I wish we would have had the interview. Dustin Poirier even said, you could talk about my wife all you want. You could talk about my family all you want, because I know what's coming. I'm going to expect it. I know what's coming. You know, I'm going to talk about you. I'm going to talk about your family. I'm going to shut my mouth, though, this fight, and just let my fighting do the talking. And then Connor added, you're leaving on a stretcher, and you're going to be dead. You don't say that in a ring to somebody that you're going in to fight.
Mm-hmm. That's that pride.
It's the pride, but you can't. Do you agree with me?
Absolutely.
You don't say that to somebody that you're fighting.
Because you never know where that's going to turn. Like, look at your situation now. Now he's dead in the sense of, like, social media-wise. Yep. You know what I mean? People don't, like you say, respect him anymore because of what he said and then how you go out. Like, something don't add up. We going to kind of, like, leave you where you at now, Connor.
Yep, that's true. That's true. So Connor McGregor's at wheeling around in a wheelchair complaining, even mm-hmm. though he made, what, $50 million yep. for the fight, while Dustin Poirier is heading back to training next week to get ready to fight for a UFC title.
Let me throw this out at you then, Brian.
What?
When they do the rematch, if they do it, who do you go for?
Who do I go for?
Yeah.
I hope Dustin, honestly, I'll put a dollar in the jar. I hope Dustin Poirier kicks the living crap out of Conor McGregor in the first round. I do. I hope he knocks him out cold. And I think it would do, I think Dana White and the UFC would be a lot better place if Conor McGregor was not in the UFC anymore.
I think the funniest thing with that Dustin Poirier interview was he called out Chad Ochocinco.
He did.
You know how much money you lost on that bet on Conor, huh? And Ocho didn't say nothing. He was just like, I'm not going to say anything.
And somebody yells out, you only lost $20. Mm-hmm. And Dustin Poirier goes, oh, that's it? Well, then that's okay.
Wow.
So, all right, Brock, you came in with the top 10 NFL yep. wide receivers.
Yep.
Okay. Now, being we have a wide receiver in mm-hmm. here, who's your favorite one? Well, you already said Devontae Adams. We're not talking to you anymore. You and Brock are out
actually,
of this.
I had a question for Devontae. What okay. was there, when you grew up, was there like a wide receiver that influenced you to play your position or just overall any other players?
I definitely got a shout out, Keyshawn Johnson, because that's where it all really started from me. Just watching him play for, when I was living in Florida, watching the Tampa Bay Bucks. I didn't really support the team I was more focused on the players, kind of like, oh, what position do I want to play? And would see Keyshawn Johnson just run deep balls, catch touchdowns. I'm like, that's what I want to do. I want to score touchdowns and just run. Like, that's the best. I'd say receiver is the best position because you're running like a child and you're just catching a ball. Like, it don't get no better than that.
Keyshawn Johnson, wow. Like, that's
cool. I remember him.
Keyshawn.
You said, did you like him
play
with
for the Jets?
Yeah, did you like him either with Tampa Bay or the Jets, though?
It was only Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay.
Because after I realized him, that I want to play receiver because of him, okay, boom. Now it's trying to figure out where my game going to go. You know what I mean? I may not get to 6'5", or however, you know what I mean, just focus on the skill of the game, catching, hand, eye coordination, footwork, things I can control.
So what do you think? I don't know if I'm just going to say a relative – plays for the Saints, Michael Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of Michael Thomas?
Michael Thomas, like his Instagram tag is, you can't guard him. It's really like that. You really can't guard him. It's even if you're tight coverage, his hands are too strong or he's too big or you know what I mean. Even with the routes, it's like he gets to the spot and you can't do nothing about it as a DB.
Michael Thomas has a lot of that Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan in him, mm-hmm. where he's like, why are you even guarding me?
Yeah.
You're not gonna guard me. Mm-hmm. And he's got the mentality where the game is on the line. The game's on the line. Where Jordan and Kobe always used to say, give me the damn ball mm-hmm. and let me roll.
Well, and speaking of Michael Thomas, on the list this year from the top 10, he's number 8. So is that too low for the guy?
Okay, do us a favor. Do us a favor really quick.
Them all?
All right. Name go 10-1.
10-1?
Who's number 10?
So number 10 is AJ Brown.
Okay.
Number 9 is DK Metcalf. Number 8 is Michael Thomas. Number 7 is Mike Evans. Number 6 is Keenan Allen. Number 5 is Julio Jones. Number 4 is Tyreek Hill. Number 3, Stephon Diggs. Number 2, DeAndre Hopkins. And number 1, from the Packers, the only wide receiver they have is Adams.
Yeah, 17. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna disagree with you guys.
And this, and by the way, so before we get on that, this came from the executives, coaches, scouts, and players. That's who they asked.
All right. Everybody's going to ask this. I know. I already know. I can already hear Twitter. I can hear Facebook. I can hear everybody going off on this. Where in the HE double hockey sticks is Adam Thielen on this list? But I'm going to tell you right now, my top receiver, I agree with Dave, Stephon Diggs should be number 1 in this list. Well,
Hopkins.
Davante Adams and Diggs should be 1-2. And you can go either way. I think it should go 1-2. Diggs, Adams, you know, I hate the Packers. I can't stand Green Bay. I hate them. But you know what? I had Davante Adams on my fantasy football team last year. And he just tore it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he's the go-to guy. But I think Diggs, after this year, if Diggs he has a big year, I think he'll take over number 1. What do you think?
It's the from beginning to end. So staying healthy, you know what I mean? Making sure no drop passes and touchdowns, you know what I mean? Of course, yards matter, but touchdowns, because those are the points. Those, if you're scoring points for your team, you are the most valuable or most kind of like, they cherish you because you score touchdowns. So that's the criteria for me, you know what I mean? I don't look at the yards because the yards, I mean, that can go either way. But those touchdowns, staying healthy, and then from beginning to end, your consistency of no drop passes. So
amen.
As long as he have a great season like that, I mean, he can make that 1-2 slot his.
Yep.
So who do you go for number 1 this year then? As of right now going into it.
Going into it right now?
Who would be your pick for the number 1 wide receiver?
Well, that's easy for him. You know who he's going to say. I can already tell you. Number 17, right?
Oh, of course. That for sure. But once I get there, it's definitely going to be me.
Is that number 17 in the green and gold that everybody in Minneapolis and all over, well, not all over. There's a lot of Packers fans.
Speaking of Davante Adams, there's been rumors where he might be next year. I think it's next year that he's a free agent and the Raiders are trying to get him.
Mm. Yep. That'd be interesting.
Oh,
right
boy.
There.
Oh, boy. Hey, yes. Who do the Raiders have at quarterback this year? Who's their quarterback? David Carr. That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Better than his other brother.
Andy came back and said Justin Jefferson is going to take over this year.
He brought up Justin Jefferson, why Justin Jefferson wasn't in the top 10. I think it's let me ask you. I think it's a little too early. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's really showing that much. I mean, yes, he's showing a lot his rookie year. This is what, his second year?
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be his second year.
Mm-hmm.
I think if he has a huge year again this year, I think then we put him in the top 10. What do you think?
I mean, I believe it. For me, it's a three-year span.
Oh, you want 3 years?
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
I do.
Okay.
We, as receivers, we grade about a three-year span because that's when you really cemented yourself, because that's, if you had 1,000 yards in each three seasons, that's 3,000 yards right there.
Yep.
You've kept your consistent 7 to 10 touchdowns per season. You know what I mean? That those, when all your peers start looking at you in a way like, okay, now he can join the club. Not just the 1 year, and everybody has a great rookie year, or some don't have that great rookie year. But those second and third, fourth years, with that three-year span, they explode. So
okay.
I look at it like that.
All right, let's do this. So everybody gets a shot. Okay. Go number 10, really quick.
That A.J. Brown?
A.J. Brown. Yeah. Should A.J. Brown be number 10, or should he be higher? What's your pick, Smalls?
I think top 10. I think the 10th place is good for him.
10 is good?
Yeah.
Brock, what do you think? A.J. Brown, yeah. Top 10, yes or no?
I don't think he deserves the top 10.
Why?
Well, him as a team, I don't think the Titans, well, yeah, I don't really have an
all. Go ahead and talk crap. I don't care. We all talk crap about our teams, right?
Well, I'm the one that takes the most crap, and I don't have a top 10 receiver in here, so I'm...
That's what I was just going to ask. I'm not busting your chops. I'm not busting your chops today, but what do you think? I think maybe... Amari Cooper or
no.
CeeDee Lamb?
No.
You don't think they should be on
not
the list?
Not yet. CeeDee Lamb, no. Definitely not.
See, that's the same way I feel about A.J. Brown. Yeah.
The more I think about it, what you said, Tomate,
those criteria.
The criteria of a 3 year.
Mm-hmm, 3 years.
I think, honestly, if I was ecstatic. I was ecstatic last year. If you would have watched the draft with me, you would have called me.
Mm-hmm.
You would have took me to a psych ward because I went absolutely nuts. My fiance was ready to take me to a psych ward.
Oh, man.
I was going nuts when we got CeeDee Lamb. I was like, Jerry Jones, you don't take CeeDee Lamb. I swear to God, we need a receiver. With Dak, coming back, I think we're going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't going to stop nobody. I'm going to tell you that right now. But game one this year, I'll say this. I'll go on record and say this right now. We're beating the Tampa Bay Bucks in Tampa Bay, and we're ruining the ring ceremony because we're gonna win.
I mean, what I just found out about the torn ACL with Tom Brady playing the whole season.
Oh yeah,
it's like if he's healthy, that's the whole question now.
What do you think of that deal with Tom Brady playing with the torn ACL?
That's pure toughness, man. That's pure toughness.
You know what? I don't like Tom Brady just for the fact that he wins all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody says, well, yeah, you like to win because you're a Yankees fan, a Cowboys fan, a Lakers fan, But, hey, I don't know. I give it to him, though. I mean, anybody that could play in a Super Bowl, take their team to a Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
and play in a Super Bowl with that injury,
mm-hmm.
I've torn my ACL before, and I played basketball, and that was hard enough. I can't imagine playing football on a torn ACL. That's just crazy.
That was the most. I mean, crazy. I had an idea. When certain things happen, I kind of have like a sixth sense about it as far as like injuries. I knew he always would wear the brace, but this year is a little bit different. It was just a little different, especially when the first couple beginning of the season is like.
The way he was moving and everything.
Yeah, Tom Brady looked a little different this year. What's up? I know it's the getting acclimated to a new team, but he just looking a little different. And then it went to that bye week, and then that second half of the season, it's like, okay, there's the Tom Brady I know, where he's a lot more fluid in his hips, can drop back and sling it. But in the beginning of that season, yeah, it looked like he had torn his ACL.
Andy goes on record and says, Justin Jefferson, you guys broke Randy Moss's rookie record for yards. Deserves to be in the top 10.
That's one season.
And top 20 for Brown, not the top 10.
Andy goes on saying. That's one season, though.
I know.
One season.
That's one season. We'll see what he's got in the tank this year.
And that's what he's preseason polls and crap mm-hmm. don't really matter too much either. Because, I mean, the reason
why... it don't matter when your Packers are ranked ahead of my Cowboys.
Well, here's the deal, too. If Rodgers isn't playing this year, and then you're going off of yards, because that's what they're basing this off of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, if Rodgers isn't in, Adams will not be number one.
I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you this right now. Okay? I'll be totally honest with you. I will wear a dress in here.
Wow.
On the sports show.
Mm-hmm.
If Aaron Rodgers says, I'm not coming back. I'm not playing for the Packers. Aaron Rodgers says, I'm not going to play this year for the Green Bay Packers, and he decides to go, honey, you heard this. I know she's listening. So get a dress ready, because I hope to God I have to wear one, because I think it's going to be funny.
Mm.
And I got somebody back here telling me Walmart's got cheap ones, so I think we're good. I will.
I'll wear a dress. Part of the Kentucky Derby.
I'll wear a dress with a Kentucky Derby hat.
Well, and you got a safe bet here, because there's no way Rodgers isn't coming back to the Packers this year. It's too late in the year to go to Denver, Oakland, or go to wherever.
I figure, where is he going
to
go?
I mean, because he has to learn a playbook. Even if he goes to Denver.
Uh-oh.
You know.
Uh-oh. Minnesota.
Yeah, that's not
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Remember Brett Favre? Brett Favre came back, and that was right after training camp. He came back to 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks. But this year, the difference is there's only 3 preseason games instead of 4.
Well, he doesn't need preseason, though. I mean, he could just go straight into the Packers, throw bombs, and be good to go on that. Mm-hmm. I mean, but now that's the thing. He's coming back, but do the Packers even want him? As a fan base, do we even want him?
He's okay, such a big distraction. Now that the boss is in the house, I'll say this on camera. Okay? I just came on record on here and said, if Aaron Rodgers does not come back to the Green Bay Packers this year, okay, I will come in here in the sports show and wear a dress.
Mm.
I will wear a dress.
I heard it.
And then Katie turned around and looked at me and said, Walmart's got some cheap dresses, so.
Well, all I know is that I don't want to see that. So.
I will call in sick that day. I'll just watch my feed on that one.
We're going to have to do the show somewhere else.
Why don't Katie take my spot over here just so she can.
No, Katie will be the one probably taking pictures along with everybody else. So I don't think it's going to happen. Andy, you're on board with me. Thank you, Andy.
And breaking news, he just signed with the Jets.
Well, like with Brett Favre.
Also, really quick, too. If this does go down, here, I'll try and get in camera shot here.
Yeah.
I don't want some grandma dress. I want Walmart style. I mean, mini skirt, belly showing,
whoa.
The whole nine.
Oh, man. Wow.
This show has been sponsored by Baby Gap.
Wow. I'm glad. Hey, Baby Gap, you heard that. You want to buy a sponsorship? I'm the new sales manager here. Come on in. We got you. Come on in. We'll take care of you.
No, to go back, you know, with Brett Favre with the Packers, you know, when they were ready to start Aaron Rodgers, you know where he wanted to go before they traded him to the Jets? Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
And they refused it.
Well, and they did everything they could, and then the Jets played in, 1 or 2 years, and then traded them to Minnesota anyway. So,
I can't see Aaron Rodgers in another uniform.
Well, and then think about it. He's talked to A.J. Hawk last week, too. As I told you guys before.
You brought that up. A.J. Hawk and who's the other? Peyton Manning.
Well, I don't know if he talked specifically to Peyton Manning, but I think they got Peyton Manning's intake on it.
Yep.
But he spent a week with A.J. Hawk.
Yep.
And which played for him for 10 years? Something like that. And then he retired as a Packer.
Yep.
And he said, just going based off him, he said he has this inkling that he's basically just dragging it on, trying to show that he wants some say as a player for it. But he said he will be coming back. And I think the most ideal part when the Packers want him back would probably be a week before the first preseason game, mm-hmm. I would assume. That's where I would want to be. But what would be the latest you'd want Rodgers to come back and make his decision?
I couldn't even say, but all I could say is him spending time with Tom Brady, him just throwing the football and playing golf together, that's going to be a big part of this process of what happens next.
Did you guys see that throw that he did on a golf course?
Yeah,
Now the wide receivers, or on the boat, just regular fans, couldn't catch the ball. It went into the water. It went through 3-4 wide receivers' hands, which reminds me of the Vikings.
So. Well, to change the subject with NFL, but bringing back championships with the Tampa Bay Lightning, they put a dent in the cup.
I heard about that. They put the dent in the cup.
Well, and then you turn around Tampa Bay throwing the trophy off to different boats. Yeah. I mean, what the
heck? Hey, only Tom Brady would ever think of something to do with that. Tom Brady and Gronk, you put them together, you never know what kind of, I would love to go to a party with mm-hmm. them too. Brady and Gronk, you never know what you're going to have, but right. I bet you the beer and the drinks are going to be
what full. You expect. Gronk has like three of them, four of them. Tom Brady got like seven. So it's like, well, there go baby number seven.
And they're so bored to come up with new ideas. What can we do to piss off the league, basically?
Pretty much. What are we going to do to peel the league off? Say, well.
Really quick, too. I'm going to call up my buddy because if this sports show takes off, we might be able to get Gronkowski on here.
Gronk.
No lie.
We get Gronk on this show. I'm going to be in heaven.
I think the ratings are going to go up.
I'm going to be in heaven if we get Gronk. We got to bring him in here so we can have a little party afterwards with Gronk. I think that would be. Rumors will be shut down because they'll run out of alcohol if Gronk comes up here. I'm guaranteeing you that. The other big news this week, hey, we're ready to go, baby. I'm not supposed to wear green, but I wore green today in memory of it, of Parisi and of this. Coming up, Thanksgiving weekend, the Gophers invade Ralph Engelstead Arena. This is going to be huge. Yeah. This is huge. Look, the Gophers are coming. The Goofers are coming to town. So what's, or as my buddy used to call them, God rest his soul. The Minnesota Rodents.
Oh, wow.
So we'll, what do you think of this, Brock?
Well, what I want to know is why did it take so long for Minnesota to sign a contract? That's my number one question.
They were scared.
I mean, they took 4 years after Holy Cross came into our building to play us at home. First off, going way back to that. And then Minnesota waits till this week to fill out our hockey schedule.
Because the Gophers, I didn't.
I do got to say, the point is over Thanksgiving weekend, though, that give no fan, or no student section. So, but we're still going to be riled up for this. There's more fans who don't normally go to games that come up here for vacations or families, see a game, Minnesota, the roof is going to be riled
up. I'm going to tell you this, seriously. If I'm a student at UND, which I hope a bunch of people are listening right now that are students, that are going to be students, don't go home for Thanksgiving weekend. Don't do it. You got the Gophers and the Sioux up here.
So it'd be intense?
The Gophers and the Hawks. Yeah. I'm sorry, the Fighting Hawks.
I would never say Hawks on the show.
I dropped it.
I would never say Hawks on the show.
It's always the Sioux. Yeah.
Sioux forever.
Sioux forever, baby, and that's the way we ride.
But now the big question is who scheduled this? Was it UND? Was it Gophers? Like, how did it come to Thanksgiving? Because normally we don't play over Thanksgiving, and when we do, we normally play like an expedition. We normally play Team USA.
Team USA.
Yeah, which we're playing after the Gopher series over Christmas. So again, where the heck did this series come out of?
I think they both needed a pair of games, and I think being that we've gone there enough to Mariucci, I think it was time for them to come up here, and I think they were kind of wanting to dodge it. Yeah. At first, and then they're like, you know what? We need a game. Let's do it. The Ralph's going to be rocking. 7:30 Friday night, 7 o'clock Saturday, 7:05 Saturday night. Mm. But Friday night's game is, get this. This is what I'm saying, okay? You got Thanksgiving Day, okay? That Friday after Thanksgiving is Black Friday. Yep. There's people all over Grand Forks. Anyway, then you put North Dakota and Minnesota in a series that weekend, you are not going to be able to find a hotel room from here to Thief River Falls down to Fargo because it's going to be that packed in Grand Forks. Grand Forks businesses are going to make a ton of money that weekend. I'm happy they're coming up here to get, can I say this on the air? I'm happy the Gophers are coming up here to get their ass kicked. Two games.
Swear jar.
And then go home. I'm hoping it happens. I really am hoping it happens. And I think it's...
I think a lot of Sioux fans are predicting it.
Oh. Wow.
There's another money.
I think, Devontae, you haven't been a part of it. Gopher Sioux series. Are you going to be up here this winter?
I hope so. I'm looking forward to to definitely come into a hockey game and experiencing that.
Oh, well, you would love it.
I think we should. I think we should all four go, and I think we should make it a weekend. Maybe go Friday night so you can experience it, because I'd love to go with you just to see your reaction of the Ralph Engelstad Arena rocking when you get that place going.
Yeah, I've rode past it a couple times, even rode on campus to get it more in depth, and I really enjoyed for sure. Kind of like looking at the statue and just looking at the arena itself.
Well, just a shout out to my friend Gracie, who works at the Ralph. I know she's listening. She told me she would today. Gracie, you're the best. I love you. Gracie takes care of us over at the Ralph. She's an usher and does the tours at the Ralph Engelstad Arena every day at 1 o'clock, Monday through Friday, every day at 1 o'clock. They take you all over, man. You go in the suites, you go up into the bar area, you can go wherever. They don't take you in the locker room because I guess it's against NCAA policy. But it's, and I'm going to tell you, from standing down, when you get down by the bench, I've experienced this. When you get down by the bench for a Gopher Sioux game, before the game, by the locker room door, you walk down there, and the first thing you hear is Phil Collins. When you hear Phil Collins hit, I can hear it coming in the air tonight, and you hear the drum part. My heart just started beating. Mm. I got goosebumps. I mean, it was like coming out of a tunnel at Notre Dame
watch
a game. It was it's intense. And them kids are going to be ready to go. And thank you. Thank you to head coach Brad Berry and the athletic department, whoever scheduled this, got this scheduled. Thank you. Let's get the Gophers up here and finally shut them up for once and say that, you know what, the Big Ten's got the best hockey conference in all of college hockey, because it's never going to happen.
But they're the Little Ten, and they're not even they got more than 10 schools in it anyway. But,
I know.
You know.
I know, and it's we don't play nobody, but we got the best everybody says, well, you guys don't play nobody. Well, what do you mean we don't play nobody? We got St. Cloud State. We got Colorado College. We got Duluth, who's won, what, two of the last four. We got Denver, us. Who else is in our conference?
Omaha.
Michigan. No, Michigan.
Western Michigan, isn't it? Western Michigan.
Yeah, Western Michigan. Miami of Ohio. And the pod last year.
Yeah.
You know, that pod was awesome.
Just kicked each other's asses back
and forth. I know. It was so fun watching in the pod last year.
You know, and then just some comments coming in here, though, about Andy saying more fans that aren't into the game obviously won't be very good. Here's the thing, though. Most people want to go to a Denver series or a Minnesota series.
Oh, yeah.
They always say, well, I can't get tickets. Guess what? You're going to be able to get tickets this year to this game if you get them right on drop date, which will be probably sometime in September. They haven't officially announced it. But get the tickets same day they come out. You'll be able to get the tickets and you'll be able to go, because there's not going to be as many people demand for this game as far as the student section.
I know I'll be getting tickets.
You know, because
the student section is open. They're releasing those tickets.
You know one thing, guys? I thought about this. How many people this year are going to try and buy season tickets just for this Gopher series?
Well,
I mean, that's going to be crazy.
Well, I got season tickets for football, and I got Bison tickets. I'm like, do I just sell all my Bison tickets? You know,
selling them. I'll go with you.
I want to go to a Bison game.
Well, here's the thing. The thing, though. With the Bison, for that, we're getting way off topic here, but with the Bison, with that, buy the tickets, because I'm thinking about actually buying extra tickets and then reselling them, to be honest with you.
Because, back in the day, I don't know if he's listening, but Evan Trupp's father, met him, great guy, very, very, very nice family. We were in Bemidji for a game and watched North Dakota play Bemidji State. He bought season tickets to Bemidji State just for the weekend series against North Dakota and sold the rest of his tickets for more than what he got.
I guarantee I can sell the Bison tickets probably for $400 to $500 to somebody down in Fargo, because I guarantee you we're only going to give them about 1,000, 2,000 tickets for the football game. Gopher fans only get one section, which I think seats about 2,500.
But you know, there's going to be people from Grand Forks. I'm not complaining. Yeah. I'm not complaining. If you're a Gopher fan, do it. You know they're going to get tickets. Oh, yeah. You know they're going to buy tickets. I had a chance last year to go to the Ralph really quick and watch the tournament over here and the conference tournament. And, boy, that was a sight to see. I took my son. We sat upstairs. And that was the funnest night we had. We saw the St. Cloud series, or St. Cloud game, where they beat St. Cloud. We saw the semi where they beat, who was it, Denver. They beat Denver in the semis, right?
Yep.
To play St. Cloud that next game. And they beat St. Cloud, and then they had to go play Duluth and Fargo, and we all know what happened there. But that's kind of the one where
that we put such on a long game.
That's the one we put on the back burner. Cheap goal, in case you haven't heard. Duluth scored a goal a little after midnight in the fifth overtime and won. Mm. And beat North Dakota.
On the crappiest shot.
On the crappiest shot to go to the Frozen Four.
And that was heartbreaking.
Five hole. It was heartbreak, especially I have daughters that go to Mankato State. That did go to Mankato State, and Mankato made the Frozen Four. So I heard about it, and I still have not ended up hearing about it. So, but again, that weekend, it's going to be huge. Devontae, we're going to have to get you in the Ralph this year for a big game. Either the Gophers or Denver or somebody, we're going to have to get you in there.
I'm super excited. I might buy a jersey.
You got to buy a jersey, man. One is throwback. It's a throwback. You got the Sioux head. Yeah. I don't even know. Hey, if anybody out there knows where we can get Sioux jerseys with the Sioux head on it, let us know. Because I want to get another one. I got to get my kid one. Schedule probably only allowed them to play Thanksgiving weekend, says David. Yeah, I agree. More fans that aren't into the game. Atmosphere won't be very good. That's the atmosphere is going to be rocking.
Either way,
it'll be rocking.
Because like I said before, you're going to have those fans that want to go to Denver, Minnesota series. Those are the only ones they care about. And now they get the chance to go. So,
well, hopefully, hint, hint, Grand Forks Best Source boss might be able to score us some tickets and we can go. Yep. I mean, that would be that. We can all go, and it'd be fun. Yep. Bring your snake figure down there, and we'll all take off and head over to the Ralphie and throw a dead gopher on the ice when North Dakota scores. Bring back old memories. They used to do that, by the way, Tavante. They did, seriously. Yep. I was at a Gopher Sioux game one time, and a guy took a dead gopher from the upper deck and threw it on the ice and hit the goalie right in the back, and it went right in the net. And I've never heard an arena go that hyper in my life.
Oh my gosh. So a gopher? That's crazy.
It's crazy. Katie's all pumped up for this Gopher Sioux weekend. I'm pumped up. Brock's pumped up.
We're all pumped up.
Smalls is pumped. I'm ready for hockey season now. Let's get rid of this 90-100 degree weather. Let's get hockey and football rolling.
Hey, what a perfect game. You got the Bison coming into town this year. You got the Gophers coming into town this year.
It's going to be, what would you say? Not a Final Four atmosphere, but you get the Bison in here for football. Yep. That's huge. That is huge. You get NDSU up here, UND, the tailgate lot's going to be packed. Everybody's going to be rolling. It's going to be funny. I mean, it's going to be packed. The Alaris Center is going to be packed. Anybody that can't get in the Alaris Center, I guarantee, is going to be sitting outside eating burgers, brats, drinking beer, doing whatever, you know, and tailgating. And then you turn around and you got hockey weekend on Thanksgiving weekend. I already told my fiance, I said, we're not going anywhere Thanksgiving weekend. We got to stay home. She hasn't been in the Ralph yet. So I'm going to promise her this. Honey, when tickets come out, I'll get a pair and I'm going to take you to a Gopher Sioux game because I wanted her first game to be a Gopher Sioux game. My son's first hockey game at the Ralph, okay, was Bemidji State. All right. We're sitting there. We're off the blue line right by the penalty box, okay? Kid from North Dakota, I can't remember who it was. I think it was Pinto. Flipped a puck in the crowd, literally like slap-shotted it, and tried to get it down to ice it. The puck went over the glass and missed my kid by 2 feet. My kid went back like this, or he would have got hit. He grabbed the puck. Literally, I told him, I said, Trey, grab the puck. He reached down, he grabbed the puck, held it up, got a standing ovation. I turned around and looked at the guy behind me, and I said, that might be the only standing ovation all year in the Ralph Engelstad Arena. It was pretty cool, though. His first game in the Ralph, he got a puck. So I was pretty happy. So, well,
and can we switch back to one other topic real quick about NFL here?
Yeah, go ahead.
So with the NFL, Washington, I want your take on this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So with Washington, and so they don't have a name. They're planning on getting a name. next year. Mm-hmm. I got a great name for them. Mm-hmm. So I thought I'd run this by.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Okay, go. Okay,
Washington Glaciers.
Ooh.
Washington Glaciers.
And the reason why is they got the most glaciers in all of the continental U.S. combined. First off, just sitting
here.
So that's first off. And then number two, the other breaking news about them is they're leaving FedEx Field in 2027.
FedEx Field?
They're
going to rename it.
I thought they were moving out. Are they just? FedEx wanted to be on with them, but with them being the Redskins, they wanted FedEx is going to put apart the sponsorship. So what the Redskins are doing is they're going to run out their lease, and then in 2027, and then they're moving. They're building a new stadium. But I want you guys to think about what names should we have for. You know, Washington.
I mean, I look at it like this. It's like if you come up with a name, make sure it's you know what I mean, it's suitable for everybody as far as nothing racial or religious purposes. And kind of make sure you can have a mascot for it. Because everybody can have a mascot for their team and their team logos and stuff like that. So I look at it like that. But Washington, I don't know. I don't really know what Washington's known for.
Fruit. Fruit and glaciers.
Well, you
different
know,
presidents.
You know, honestly, no. If we ever go on Jeopardy, he's the one going. He's the one going because I'm not that smart. But you know what? I think that would be cool. The Washington Glaciers. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a cool jersey. Would that Tavante? Wouldn't that be a cool jersey?
I think so.
I think it'd look, I'd buy one. I'd seriously have the glacier on it with the little ice.
Pandas.
Ice look blue.
I'm penguin.
Well, yeah, a penguin or a polar bear on it.
Oh my god!
Hey, I like the polar bear.
Here you go.
I like
the bear. Okay, the polar bear, right? Mm-hmm. With the ice blue and white. Mm-hmm. Tell me this don't sound like a fad, no? Okay, because I used to do this in college when I played football too, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, ice blue with the blue gloves with the white on the inside, right? Mm-hmm. And then you got the blue white sweatbands with the white helmet and the polar bear on.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
That would look cool, huh?
That's tough.
Tell me I don't have it. So now you know if I have to wear that dress. Now you know at least I got style.
Yeah, you got a little something.
I got a little something. Hey, we got next week coming up, Smalls. We're trying to find a name, Devontae, for our show. Mm-hmm. You've sat in here now for 50 minutes.
Oh, wow. For real?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, it's been 50 minutes already.
That's crazy.
I know, right? It goes quick when we're sitting in here. What, really quick, Dave says, hockey jersey possible on that with the glacier, not a football jersey. I like the football, though.
We got to go to football.
You can have a penguin holding a football.
Penguin holding the football over there. But next, we're thinking of a new name for our show. Mm-hmm. What would you think? If you had to think of one for our show, what would you throw out there? If you were to just throw out anything.
I say Sports Talk in the Forks.
I like that. That's got a little bit of a ring to it. I kind of like that.
That's the first thing that came to my head.
Okay, so Sports Talk in the Forks is our first go around. Uh-oh, here we go. Boss has something he wants to. Oh, jeez. Well, we're going to kill the camera on this one? No.
Well, the reason that I came up with this one is because every Friday I got to be here at 11 for that Fork and Sports show.
Oh.
Fork and Sports. I like that.
Oh, wow.
I like that.
I like that.
Well, there goes our ratings, boys.
You know, what I'm trying to figure out is why does he invite us on then if, you know, he's the one that came up with this idea?
I guess it's out the window.
Well, he still hasn't brought in free food, so from rumors.
We're waiting for it, yeah.
But we're still waiting
for the boss man keeps us starving over here.
He does. We're all starving over here.
I'm just eating a piece of gum. That's all that's keeping my hunger. He's enjoying a Bush Light back there, but we're just suffering with... We're splitting a little piece of ramen noodle for each other just to stay full.
Hey, don't be fighting over that last piece of ramen. That's mine. Smalls, get away from there. Smalls, you had a chance to talk to one of the guys, and we got a gift card to give away next week for the best one to come up with a name. Smalls, have you gotten any hits on any names yet?
I know there were some names that someone posted on the GFB Best Source Facebook page. There were some good ones out there. We're not picking and choosing yet. We got till next week, and then we'll decide which name will be best fit for our show.
Gift card is how much?
$20 gift card and a Deeks flag. And the gift card is from Deeks. So big shout out to our sponsor, Deeks. If I could, yeah, gift card, flag as well.
$20 gift card from Deeks will get you a, the way that it sounds, Devontae, get you a large pizza. Other pepperoni pizzas to die for. I'm serious. It's good.
Okay, I got to check them out.
Customize that pizza and put some pineapple on it. Ooh. I know there's some people that don't like pineapple, but pineapple's good.
Okay, but so their pizza and wings are good to go. Tyler, it's Tyler, right?
Tyler from Deeks.
Tyler,
yeah,
Tyler from Deeks hooked us up. Tyler, thank you very much. Deeks Pizza giving away, and then we're going to do trivia. After that, right? After next week, and then Tyler gave you some.
Yeah, I got some more gift cards and another flag to give out. So we'll throw out the shows that we've been doing. We'll throw those out. Just a big shout out to Deeks as well. You know, you can get free delivery when you order online. All I got to do is type in the word Deeks, and you'll receive your food for free for delivery.
And one quick thing here before you go into Nick's deal there.
Yep.
To get onto the name deal, there is a post on the GFBS page. Just find that deal, swim to sports department there, and it just says come up. It has like 7, 8, 10, whatever.
Okay.
But what you just do is you go on there, you go on GFBS's Facebook page, scroll down probably halfway through it, and it will say sports department is looking for a name. And it's common in there. We'll see it, and then we'll pick it.
Well, and if you want to, you can look on Grand Forks Best Source website and find Smalls, find myself, or Brock, and let us know what you would like the show to be. And then next week, we'll narrow it down to three coming into next week's show. And then next week, towards the end, we'll rally up to three.
And what we might do on that, just kind of going off the top of my head here, maybe we can do a poll to see what our fans think about that. Keep
we
that
can
up
do
there
that, or we can pick it.
Or whatever. We can pick it. Something like that. We'll figure that out. You know, that's kind of roughing it.
I like yours, though, Tavante. I really do.
Fork and Sports, by the way.
Fork and Sports. No, yours
that,
was...
That was Paul.
Sports talk in the Fork.
Sports Talk in the Fork. Sounds good. It's kind of like Sports Talk in the ATL. They have that show, ESPN. Yeah. Sports Shop in the ATL. Yes, I listen to that every night. SiriusXM. Okay. But anyway, another proud sponsor of our show today. Every day is a great day at the Southtown Poorhouse here in Grand Forks. Get a half-price apps and taps every day from 4 to 6:30. Tuesday and Thursdays are extra great with Burger Tuesdays. And get a 12-ounce ribeye on Thursdays just for $13 with loaded mashed potatoes from 7 to close. Ooh, three pounders from 7 to close as well. Friday night after the races, bring in your ticket stub from the River City Speedway and get $10 off of a $20 or more purchase. Great food, great specials, great fun at Southtown Poorhouse, 2015 Library Circle, next to the Grand Cities Mall, right next to Grand Forks Best Source here in Grand Forks. Every day is a great day.
I'm not saying their fried pickles are the best.
They are. They're really good. Them fried pickles at Southtown Poorhouse is really good. Their cheese curds aren't bad.
Nachos are the best.
Nachos are really good as well. Have you been to the Southtown Poorhouse yet?
I have not.
Tavante, you haven't been in there. Mm-mm. We're going to have to get you around Grand Forks here sometime and get you in there.
I don't have
get some nachos
friends
or something.
Nobody there.
Well, you got Smalls here.
Yeah, we got. Anyway, we could get the team to come.
We'll get you guys down in the Southtown Poorhouse. We'll order up some nachos, some drinks.
I don't know if they want me to disclose this, but I don't think it's on the menu, but I do believe that I got them one time. You can get ghost pepper wings.
Mm. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, ghost pepper wings. Okay, boss is buying. We're all going over to Southtown Poorhouse for some wings.
No, I would have to call in sick if I had those ghost pepper wings.
Oof, ghost pepper. Have you ever tried ghost pepper wings?
I have not.
Being from the ATL, you like spicy food?
Not too much. I try to spice here and there, but I stick to the lemon pepper, you see what I'm saying? Or we try the lemon
Parmesan
pepper.
Parmesan garlic?
Nope.
That's my favorite.
B-dubs, Parmesan garlic.
B-dubs, Parmesan garlic.
That don't sit well with my stomach.
That don't sit well?
That Parmesan? Nah. It don't sit well with my stomach.
From all three of us. Mm-hmm. And our boss and Katie, thank you for coming in today.
Oh, thank
really
you.
Appreciate it.
Oh, I got some.
It went pretty quick today.
Yeah, it did.
He's got some swag.
Tamonte got some swag.
Some merchandise going on. Just something I got going on.
Okay. Scan you. You got the shirt.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you got the back going on because what? 46 is out of this world.
I like that.
That is awesome.
That is a nice shirt.
Appreciate
that. That is really nice.
Y'all can just check that out on my Instagram.
What, Mendak Titans.
Yes, sir.
I heard last weekend was a pretty tough weekend. 56 to nothing.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah,
pretty tough. But, what do you guys got coming up this weekend?
This weekend we got the Warriors. Best
team. At home?
No, away game.
Okay.
Minnesota. Best team in the conference. I'm excited to play. I'm excited just to go against the... I like going against competition, so
yeah.
See where my skill level is at. So going toe-to-toe with the best team in the league, I'm excited. I'm looking to put on a show for sure.
Okay. I'm gonna ask Smalls about that. And I heard you didn't put the pads on, but you were close to putting the pads on.
Oh, I had put some pads on this past Tuesday, but they didn't fit, so I just had the helmet, and I got to scrimmage with the Titans. Mm-hmm. They're trying to recruit me to play some O-line. Kind of beat up, but it was fun. Love working with the team as well. We do have a home game next week, Saturday, at East Grand Forks, hopefully, against the Bismarck Wolves. So if you're bored next Saturday, come out to East Grand Forks and come support the Titans.
Really, sure. Really quick, breaking news just popped through ESPN that... the man over here told me, go ahead, buddy, really quick.
Kevin Love is withdrawing from Team USA basketball.
For Tokyo. So USA's got him dropping like flies. This weekend, what do you got? You two got football. What do you got this weekend? You doing anything?
Watching the Olympics, or, you know, watching someone to pre-charge at the Olympics there.
All right, I'm just going to sit around the house. Hopefully, fiance and the kids and I are going up to my fiance's dad's. I'm going to take in an 80th birthday party
for one of her
relatives, so that'll be fun, and sit around and buy my pool probably the rest of the day. So everybody take care. Next week we got the Olympics coming. The Olympics will be next week. We'll talk more about that. Deke's Pizza giving away the gift card next week. Tavante, again, thank you for joining us. Congratulations on the Mendak Titans. Hope you guys have a great weekend.
Yes,
take care. Goodbye. God bless, and we'll see you next week.